Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 166 and it's the Say You What show. I hope you like my backing music. This is Beat Party Classics. You see? I'm bringing you all the latest tunes. This is Radio Clash. It's the 166.666 edition of Radio Clash. And it's been ages, I know. I've been a bit pop fadey really recently. I mean, it's been summer. Well, kind of allegedly summer. And it's been, well, I'm busy doing mashups again, so it cuts down the time that I've got to actually do these things. Although now I have a new laptop, which I've called Bert. It's brown. It's sort of a brown ready colour. It's a Sony Vaio, and I've called it Bert. So we now have Bert the laptop. So maybe we'll get, and it has an internal sound card with a microphone slot. So a microphone, thing, or whatever they call them. So I might actually do podcasts on the move. I'm in Berlin on Friday. I'm recording this on Wednesday, but don't hold your breath. Really, just don't hold your breath. I don't know. Me and podcasts recently. Why order? What else have I been getting on? Well, I've been down at... I've been down? No. I've been... Went to the Yazoo concert. So I saw the Reconnected tour, which is was Vince Clarke and Alison Moyet, of course. And that was bloody brilliant. And I might be doing wireless. I may be doing wireless or Pride this year. Hopefully doing wireless, if everything comes to pass. And yes, this show is a real mixture, because I've been away for 3 weeks. And so I've got loads of music that I tried to pack in and then threw out at the last minute, as you do. So I'm going to start with a track by Weezer, which is a lot of these. I think a lot of these have been inspired by YouTube. And this is a great YouTube video. It's from their new album, which is amazingly called The Red Album. And this is Pork and Beans. And it uses loads of memes, loads of YouTube-related things, and actually gets the people, rather than it's rather obvious to parody the internet as South Park did, but they actually got the people in. And then the song is about being yourself, because the idea is that he had to write a hit, and he stormed out of the meeting with is it Dreamscope, whatever his name is, whatever they, you know, that big, whatever they're called, and was so annoyed. He wrote this song about being yourself, which in turn turned to be a big hit, which is a bit bizarre, but anyway, it's a good video and it's a good song.
Looking at the cover, oh, can't you see? Whoa! by looking at the club. Come on. Pawn. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Hey, like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Чунга-чанга, синий небосвод. Чунга-чанга, лето круглый год. Чунга-чанга, весело живем. Чунга-чанга, песенку поем. Чудо-остров, чудо-остров, жить на нем легко и просто. Жить на нем легко и просто, чунга-чанга. Наше счастье постоянно. Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы. Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы. Чунга-чанга. Чунга-чанга, места лучше нет. Чунга-чанга, мы не знаем бед.
Чунга-чанга, кто здесь прожил час? Чунга-чанга, не покинет нас.
Чудо-остров, чудо-остров, жить на нем легко и просто. Жить на нем легко и просто, чунга-чанга.
Наше счастье постоянно. Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы.
Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы, чунга-чанга.
Чунга-чанга. Чудо-остров, чудо-остров, жить на нем легко и просто. Жить на нем легко и просто, чунга-чанга. Наше счастье постоянно. Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы.
Жуй кокосы, ешь бананы, чунга-чанга.
Чунга-чанга.
A mid-Victorian ballad. Some of you will find in it echoes of the old barbershop quartet. There's a turtle in my soup.
There's a turtle in my soup, waiter. Throw it out the old front door. If I ask for turtle soup later, throw me out the old front door. Don't you like our turtle soup? No. Throw it out the old front door. There's a crack in our back door, Father. Throw it out the old front door. And the water's on my soap lather. Throw it out the old front door. Can't you squeeze the bubbles back? No. Throw them them out the old front door. There's a slate left on the roof, Mother, throw it out the old front door. And our horse has lost its hoof, Mother, throw it out the old front door. Don't you think that's very cruel? No, throw it out the old front door. Now our house has fallen down, Brother, throw it out the old front door. Now the old front door is down, Sister, throw it out the old front door. Can't you think of any more? No, I can't think of any.
Ah, the wonderful sounds of Bing and his bird. Bing and the bird, apparently. I'm in your arms, Mr. Browns. Which is better as a title than an idea, but anyway. So that was the wonderful Ivor Cutler. I haven't played enough Ivor Cutler, I do apologise. There's a turtle in my soup. From his, I think it's from, was it an LP and two EPs record? Some of the early stuff. And then before that was... probably thinking, what the hell is this? It's Russian, and it's from the Soyuz Mult films, the Russian cartoons of the 60s and 70s. There was a post on WFMU, where the blog about them, and I really dig the music. That was Chunga Changa. I forget who that's by, it doesn't actually say. But it's a very bizarre animation. It was an animation of obviously two Russian kids imagining that they were in the Sahara or something. And then before that was Bo Diddley, You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. Obviously, since I last podcasted, sadly, Bo Diddley died. Along with George Carlin. I'm very upset about that. I like George Carlin. And you might hear a show about George at some point. And then before that was a couple of mashups. Yeah, boo, hiss. But they're very good. That was World Famous Audio Hacker with Never Win Against the Wall. And then we had Celebrity Murder Party with Sabotage the Reaper. And obviously, Never Win Against the Wall is obviously Pink Floyd. Plus loads of other things I can't remember at this moment in time. And then you've got Blue Oyster Cult versus, what they call Beastie Boys, and A Cast of Millions. And of course, at the start, Pork and Beans by Visa. Visa. I'm getting ready for Germany, obviously. But yeah, Berlin should be good. One of the reasons I'm going there, the reason I'm going there is actually John's got a conference. But I actually checked up and went, ooh, is there anything going on? There is Morgoth, DJ Morgoth in Berlin, is doing a Mash Up Your Boots party. And after the glowing review it got from Adrian and Mysterious D from Booty when they DJ'd there, I had to go. So I will be attending that hopefully on the Saturday night, if I can find it. And I'll be there until the Wednesday, so I'm just going to hang around the Zoological Gardens, snigger. Yeah, you can't get the reference if you've been to Berlin. So it should be good. I'm hoping to bring. I'm going to take Bert along. So I will have. I think I have Wi-Fi in the room. The place we stayed before. I mentioned before. Was it last year? Last year we went there. I mentioned the guest house 21. So I'll probably be online. I'm not sure I'm going to do any podcasts from there. It's far too much like work to do podcasts while you're on holiday. But yes, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play another Celebrity Murder Party mashup. He's on a roll at the moment. And this is Wild Boys Wearing My Rolex. This is a Don Prufin remaster. And you can hear the sound of my dinner being cooked in the background.
I'm not afraid to die.
was Gran Premio. That's one of my discoveries from This Is Stereo, which is a late 60s Polydor LP. And that's Gran Premio by Augusto Agüero and Orchestra. And it's... I like how he just chucks everything, including the kitchen sink, into that track. It, you know, it's like synths, really odd breaks. It's like some bizarre sample record, but they've all done it in one track. Then before that was Pete Shelley. Yes, remember Pete Shelley of Buzzcocks did an electronic LP with Homo Sapien. Well, this is on the tracks, is Yesterday's Not Here. Then before that was a new track I've heard recently. It's Deranged with Assembled, the Wave Whore remix. Great name, Wave Whore. And that's from Palm Out Sounds. That's new shit. Then before that was Madonna 303, which is also another name for Liquid. I don't think it has a name apart from it's just called Madonna 303. Acid Religion, I think it might be called. I think, maybe. And the tracks, which one should we go for? Let's go for that one again. So that's sort of, I love that sort of acid thing. So they did both. They did like the sort of more sort of, not acid house really, it's post acid house. It's like 92, 93. But it's more kind of like mixing the hard floor stuff with lots of samples of people talking about aliens and getting really distorty, but also loads of whooshing noises. But sometimes they just got rid of that and just did the whooshing noises. I quite like the whooshing noises. And I remember I used to DJ at something called Milk Lab back in... That was the first time I ever DJed, and I used to do the visuals for them. In the Bar 2 in Sheffield Hallam University. So I've DJed where... What was it? Pulp had their first gig and Human League had their second gig or something like that, or it might be vice versa. No, it's that, yes. So I DJed that. It was my first ever DJ gig in 1994. Only kind of like a sort of one-off. But I used to the visuals and they always played this track by Ella Creed and it sounds like basically like air throbbing. And the annoying thing is I've gone through all these tracks and I've not found the track I remember and I can't work out if I actually just invented it in my head. I'm not sure. Then before that, mixed into that, was Tunak Tunak Tun by Dala Mehdi. I can't even pronounce it, sorry. He's a Punjabi Sikh pop artist. So he's initially a classical artist. And everyone knows him from 1998, everyone knows him from the videos. They're now on YouTube, actually. All the people did spoofs of his video where he's on blue screen. It was the first ever Indian blue screen video. And because he's multi-tracked, he actually multi-tracked himself, interacting with himself, pretending to be fire, water, air, and... what was the other one? Earth. And, it's quite a funny video. The way he dances, it's sort of traditional, but he's quite rotund and very bearish. And so, but he's kind of sweet. I like him. But it's quite funny the way he dances. But he's very, very ecstatic in the way he dances. It's very lovely. Very cute. Then before that, and you can actually see Teletubbies versions of that song. And also, apparently World of Warcraft has copied one of his dances. That's bizarre. Then before that, was Celebrity Murder Party with Wild Boys Wearing My Rolex at Improving Mix. Which I started that whole mix in. So, feels like I've gone hours just talking about that. Da, 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 da. Have you ever heard Mozart like this? If you don't answer that. So I've got a lot of mileage out of that beat. Beat Party the Classics, LB. It's called, by Bing and the Birds. Yeah, Beat Party to the Classics. And the amazing thing about this is it sounds really current in 1950s. You know, it sounds very 1950s jazz, but this was released in 1968. Can you imagine more, just total anachronism? So
that's enough. The robots have taken control of this podcast and replaced him with me. I'm much better, you know. I never all laugh at my own jokes. Ha 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 ha. Baby, oh baby, you aren't recording this, are you? He 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 he. Edit.